It seems like almost yesterday that the State College Golden Eagles marching band became national media stars. In 1971, the 160-member Golden Eagles band was selected to perform at the Super Bowl in Miami, Florida. The band was given an intimidating schedule: a pregame presentation, the national anthem, and a 5.5-minute marching routine during the halftime. Band director Leroy Mason began rehearsals in early September, and they continued until the day before the game. The band performed the Star Spangled Banner in front of 80,000 fans and an international television audience. Orange Bowl officials later recognized the band as the best disciplined and easiest to work with in their history. Soon after this performance, the band was invited to perform at the NFL Pro Bowl game, making the Golden Eagles one of the most televised university bands in the United States. Culinary professional and cookbook author Nina Swan Kohler remembers her Super Bowl debut, saying that in addition to her best-selling cookbook, her other claim to fame was that she actually played clarinet in Super Bowl V. But almost everyone who was a member of the 1971 Golden Eagles marching band remembers Super Bowl V. Oh yes, the Baltimore Colts won the game, defeating the Dallas Cowboys 16-13. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nickel.
Support for Almost Yesterday comes from First State Community Bank, offering commercial and consumer services to 21 communities throughout Southeast and East Central Missouri. On the web at fscb.com.